Yo.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, Katie, the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening to BangOutRadio.com. Y'all be sure and check out all the hottest unsigned artists and fresh music. And check me out at BangOutRadio.ning.com/profile/KB the Bluebonnet. Your favorite lady MC holding it down for Texas. Already.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Amanda Baby G.
And your girl, Erica Marie. We in the building. It's Saturday.
Sexy Saturday it is. What's going on, world? We're doing it real big right now, and it's a lovely, beautiful Saturday, especially in the AV. It's hot.
Yeah, I know all y'all ladies out there looking sexy, though, today, because it's Sexy Saturday. Y'all looking sexy in your shorts, doing it big.
Most definitely. I know fellas out there, too, got the shirt off, you feel me? Got the baby oil and everything looking glistening and everything. I know they doing it real big. I heard, you know, on my Facebook, everyone's saying they're getting it in on a workout tip, and let's get it in, y'all. Get healthy, get right, let's do it. It's summer, let's live it, go to the beach, do what you got to do. Please call in 661-621-7559. Come discuss with your girls about the topic. Express how many haters you have. And if you don't have any, then you ain't doing nothing right. I'm telling you right now. It's Sexy Saturdays. We're going to do it real big. Your girl Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. We're going to get it in. It's Bang Out Radio, baby. Man, we have a caller in already. Let's do this. You on the air with the Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. Sexy Saturdays. Hey, how you doing?
What's good?
What's good, Ma? What's good?
Y'all already know who it is. Okay, Michelle. You already know I have to be the first caller to call in.
We already know.
Already know. Showing love early. Man, I know you heard the topic of the day, Ma. We talking about the haters. And as far as I know, you have a lot of them.
We got haters, but I call them my admirers. You feel me? They admire me. You did it.
Right.
But it's a lot of them coming out the bushes. You know, they going to be there regardless. That means we're doing something right. You feel me? So
that's
my perfect of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, as a boss, you know, the CEO, the boss of Bang Out, you know you're going to have haters regardless. You feel me? Your camp is getting big and we're doing major things. You know?
It's nothing. Like they say, it's nothing to a boss. We all bosses on Bang Out Radio. You feel me? It is what it is.
Definitely. Like, you know, I took a couple chapters from your book. You feel me? I'm doing my thing, too.
I see you. You know, I see everybody. I mean, big shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. You feel me? It is what it is. Man, we got that party bus coming. July 8th is going down.
Hey.
1-7-0-2. Pool party.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. It is what it is.
You know, we're going to really be there.
Yes. So we get in the pocket.
I don't know if I'm going to be on that party bus. I don't know if I'm going to be on that stripper pole, but I'm going to definitely be there.
Okay.
Yeah, you already know.
I want to see everybody out there doing it big on the party bus in Vegas at the pool party at the club.
Yes. We don't need no party troopers on the bus, you feel me? If you're going to get on the bus, that means you want to come and have a good time, you feel me? You fall asleep, we're going to doodle your asses on video, so you better be partying. No falling asleep on the party bus.
Man, yeah, most definitely. We're going to get it in on the party bus. But like I said, if you haven't heard the hot topic of the day, the hot topic is about haters. So please call in. Let us know what you think. Get on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. Hit us up. Express your feeling. Express, you know, what you got to say about your haters and how you love them or how you dislike them. Whichever. Whichever way the wind flows, let us know. But let's get into some music right now by my girl J Monique, Feeling You.
I think I'm feeling you.
Hey, that's our topic today. please call in. Let us know what's going on.
Man, everybody, if you want to call in and hate, please do. We love controversy. Man, we still got Topaz on the line, girl. What's going on with you today?
Girl, I actually like woke up probably like an hour ago from last night, chilling at the new spot of this, the G spot, of course. Checked out a couple performances. It was cool. It was cool.
So you in the recovery stage right now, right?
Yeah. And, you know, still tuned in to Sexy Saturdays with Amanda and Erica, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Much love. Man, it's a sexy Saturday at that, and our discussion for today is about haters. Man, we need y'all to call in, show love, express, you know, talk to your haters. This is your opportunity right now to go ahead and testify to your haters and let them know what you feel about them. Either you love them, you like them, whatever. Whatever you want to express, let us know.
Everybody got at least one hater. I mean, if you don't have at least one, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You know what kills me? If you got haters in your own circle, that's what kills me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That can happen too. I mean, that's everywhere. I mean, people have haters in your circle. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't. They love what you do, but they want to be, you know, do what you do. You know.
Exactly.
The thing that kills me, though, is people hate on you so hard, they probably be doing what you're doing or be doing better than you. Yeah, too much energy and take too much time. Life is too short. Exactly. But, you know, you got to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, keep the positive going, you know. Negativity always gonna, you know, try to knock you down. So keep it. Everybody that got haters, you know what I'm saying, say they're your admirers, say they love what you do. You know?
And I mean, all these people going up on Facebook hating. Come on, that's childish. Everybody see you childish and everybody see you hating. You make yourself look dumb.
Right?
That's a new soap opera, you feel me? You know? It is. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, they hate what they say, you know? Everybody's been on the other wall. You know, they just always know the wall and keep going to the dark. Like I said, they admire.
Right. Like, if you don't like me, why are you on my Facebook? Why are you on my wall? Why are you saying what I'm doing if you don't like me? Why are you worried about me?
Right. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. I think that's because I ain't taking time out of my day to think about you. Okay. This is how we do, baby. This is how we do Sexy Saturdays. We live right now. We keeping it 100. We keep it real all damn day. Just showing our love to everybody that's listening to right now, that's logging in right now. We doing it real big. And we talking about haters right now. And evidently, we have strong opinions about the haters, even though we do love them because we're doing something right. They like our fans, you feel me? They're going to have our names in our mouth. They're going to hate on what we do, but at the end of the day, they're a fan of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the hate, you know what I'm doing. If you want to hate on me, you deserve to know what I'm doing.
Right.
No reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, everybody gonna have them, you know. If you don't, like I said, you're doing something wrong. Yep.
We trying to hear from everybody else, man. Please call in. Hit us up on Facebook. We trying to hear your opinion, your point of view, your side of your story. and how many haters you have. You feel me? We're trying to find the most person that's hated on right now. So please call us at 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook. Man, we're trying to find the most hated person in the world right now. This start our own Guinness Book of Records. You dig? It's Sexy Saturdays with your girl Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. We gonna get into this next song, you dig? High Off Your Love. Let's get it.
Hey yo, it's Diamond Star Production present. Been make a breeze.
Ooh, baby, high off your love. Till you with the mid slaps, never hold back. Keep that shit on my lap, super green. Catch you rolling up that purple tree. My love, it makes you so high, baby. Never touch the ground. Put a smile upon your face, yeah, baby. Don't you clown. Stand here, make your heart beat to beat, beat, beat. Catching me, catching you, looking at me. Level the way I touch my hips when I walk, bring it right to you. Yeah, I know you see it from the front, baby. Don't you front. Stand up, I know you're calling me. Yes, it's kitty cat, loving the way you call me ma. Baby, what you wanna do? I know you got the keys to your room, so I guess I'm leaving with you. We can do what it do. I know you want me to ride that. Know you want me, little boom boom.
Ooh, baby, high off your love. Don't hesitate to chase me down. No, can't get no quick stand up. High off your love. Ooh, baby, high off your love.
Wells beating in a Mustang like Tang, a couple of O's, dog more smoked than an old hippie, a half-baked thing, ass kitty cat, she know what I mean, she's clean-scented, baby, how the incense gets bent so high off your love, I thought it was a dream when I rubbed your butt in the club, yes, you looked in my eyes and you say, sir, we, you always high, damn, and your thighs look good, so I wanna give you some of this crack of wood, so pack. Show me respect or let me disrespect your neck. I'm getting high off these drugs. My dick is standing straight up. I want to see your booty jiggle just a little like a girl's from a party on the YouTube video.
Ooh, baby, high off your love.
Looking on her high spots, yeah, she feel the pressure. She wanna hit the seats, love in the ecstasy. She's a freak, yeah, she got me hit it in the backseat. And she like how my nigga low key. She ask her friends about me, and they don't even know me. So she say, BDB, you can take my key and meet me at the house like girl round three. So your boy will call you on your phone. I'm not your boy, I'm gonna come to your home. Break past the bed, never mind, I need head. My nigga on this way, so I'm up so I can start my day. Out the door, thinking about your love. I double back just so your boy can flood. And think about the nasty things I wanna do to you. You hit me up on the phone and say you wanna do this, do. So I'll come through.
Yo, I love my city. not. Home the best over every hood rat's a model. They play the old school cars more than new models. Choosing life in Elevy with skinny jeans popular. First place with chicken with Addy with the waffle. Every other year, championship with the Lakers. Plus everybody trying to grow like a Laker. Summer Hollywood, somebody please call contractors. Everyone with the Smiths, not just the actors. Call me Mr. Six Flags, mommy with the Lions. LFPD still no good for pigs, I don't like them. Home of swagger, move with big bullets, nobody like us. I'm talking big bullies, I ain't talking motorcycles. With jerseys and dubbies, it's all in the cycle. Bloods in the grips that be banging on the sidewalks. My sisters say, what's up? Forever with love. LA love to all my niggas with money. Yo, I love my city.
Yo,
like you love
my city.
Nobody heard of them, about to make a word of that. And assure these cats, I'm destined for great things. And I ain't even mad that my city ain't on the map. I'm about to put it there. I ain't no solar flare, no polar bear. I stay me, the ending is near. For you, I never fear what you scared of. I live it up, say they hate for the thread cut. Yeah, cause I'm bringing out new things. Innovative music, motherfucker. Do things, walking through my city, mad swagger, it's the movement. Flowing through the water, I don't even need a cruise ship. I'm doing my thing, no need for no game. When I'm in my dude city, they know who I be. Yeah, I know this town like the back of my palm. Private LB, I'm a rep till I'm gone.
Yo, I love my city,
oh, I love my
city. Oh, I love my city,
oh, I love my city.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Sexy Saturdays in the building with your girl, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. We got a special treat for y'all today. Remember I told y'all that Unique was going to stop by with two trash? She in the building.
Yeah, Unique in the building.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How y'all doing?
What's up? What's good?
Not much, just coming out, checking the scene. I told y'all I was going to stop by again. So,
you know,
how y'all doing?
We got to get into these questions with you. We want to know how you doing. We want to let everybody know what you've been up to. I mean, how
well,
you actually been doing music?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Let everybody know how you actually been doing music.
Well, you guys know, I've been doing music real hard right now. I've been out there. I just finished filming a music video. I'm waiting for it to be edited and put together, and then it'll be out on YouTube soon, and I'll be posting it up on my Facebook and on my website soon. You know, y'all can go to Facebook.com at Uniqueness, and you can hit Uniqueness 90, and y'all can hit me up, or y'all can put it in Unique's page. I'm working on my album right now. I got a single out on iTunes called Go Home, and I also got another one called Keep Pushing On. You guys can just type in UNIQ and look for me, and y'all can check it out and buy it if y'all can, you know. But, yeah, and then I've been going out and I've been performing. I've been checking out the scene of L.A., you know, trying to get people to represent and, you know, just representing myself and getting out there so that people can know who Unique is and what Unique really does and what Unique's all about. You know what I mean? It's all about the music with me. It's part of my heart and my soul, and I'm ready to just jump out there so everybody can get to know me all over.
Man, that's what's up. Man, y'all, do y'all hear the passion in that man's voice when he talk about his music? Talk about what he got. That's his craft, you feel me? And he down for his craft. Man, we've been associated with Unique for a long time, and it's an honor to speak with you and just to put your music out there and help, you know, spread the support and the love and help you show your music. But without further ado, man, let's get into one of your tracks right now, Go Home. Talk about the message in this song right now, Go Home. What's the whole influence about this music, this track right here?
Well, the message for the song "Go Home" is really about, it's like a kind of like a metaphor, and it's within itself. It's like, it's just, you're talking about go home. Like, you try to, you gotta sometimes in life you like, you lose yourself in life. Like, bills pile up, somebody dies, and you, it just really takes you down, you know, sometimes, and you just don't know where to go sometimes, and you lose yourself, and you start losing yourself in life, you know, with people talking about you, with people doing things to you. It just, it all just slams down on you sometimes, and you just got to find yourself back. You got to find out who you are again, so you got to go back home to the person that you used to be so that you can grow and achieve the goals that you want to do, you know what I mean?
Man, that's real. That's dope right there. That's real, real. That's, can't get no realer than that, right? But man, let's get into this song right now by Unique, "Go Home," and we'll come back with him and talk and get to know a little more about him. You dig? Here's "Go Home" by Unique.
Everybody, it's Bang Out Radio with your girl Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. We got your artist in the building.
Hey, yo, what's up again? How's everybody doing? I hope y'all really love that song, because, you know, that song has a special place in my heart right now. I mean, I wrote it, you know, I wrote it for passion, something that, you know, sometimes that's where I was at, you know what I mean? And I got through a lot of things, writing music and putting my lyrics on paper. And, you know, sometimes that's the best feeling in the world, just to have it out there and for you to see whatever you need to see, for you to get through whatever you're going through at that time.
I mean, you're really talented, because not everybody can do that. Not everybody could take what's going on in their life and around them and make a beautiful song, make something that everybody want to bob their head to.
Thank you.
Exactly. Man, we got callers in calling in, man. They want to get to know a little more about Unique, and so do we. So without further ado, let's have our caller 9981. You want Sexy Saturdays?
Yes, you know I have to call back. I got a question for you, for your guest.
Okay.
I wanted to know, when did you realize you had a gift for music?
You know, I realized, when I first realized that I had a gift for music, I was sitting one day and I was just funny. You know how everybody loves Whitney Houston, you know what I mean? And I was watching that music video that she was singing, "I Will Always Love You." And you know that part where she's just sitting, she's sitting in a chair, and then all of a sudden she's like, her head down, and she lifts her head up and just starts blowing. You know what I mean? Like, she just hits that note, and you're like, wow, that's what I want to do. And then I just started singing, and I realized I had a gift. She inspired me to start singing. And I just started singing, and I realized I had a gift, and from then on, I just took it.
That's what's up. Like, who inspired you to take your music career to the next level?
Yeah, I'm really excited to take it to the next level right now. I've been doing so much stuff. I've been putting myself out there. I'm trying to promote who I am every single day. You know, I mean, in life we still got to do things, you know, and to get where we got to go. So you work regular jobs to get where you got to get to. But I work every day, and I put all my money into what I do, and I don't get to go out as much. But you know what? I feel like if it's something you really want to do, you got to give up some things in order to gain some things. You know what I mean?
It's called invest, everybody. If you're an indie artist, you know what I'm saying, put your music out. It's called investing your career, because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it. And, man, you're here on Bang Out Radio, baby. That's your first step right here. We got over 4,000-plus listeners. It's like 6,000 now, everybody. We got Australia, New Zealand. We got East Coast, West Coast, down south. Tune in to Bang Out Radio today. Sexy Saturdays, baby, growing. I mean, Bang Out Radio been around for 5 months, baby. It's going down. More to come. We in the
5 months. Is that not ridiculous?
Wow, that's beautiful.
5 months, and we even got 6,000-plus listeners.
Yes.
That's insane. And we got Monday through Saturday coming Sunday shows. I mean, man, we doing it real big. It's Bang Out, baby.
Yes.
You know what I want to say? I want to tell every artist that's out there, you know what? If you listening and you just trying to get your stuff out there, and you see like sometimes it's so hard. That's what my song is about too. Sometimes it's so hard and you can't get where you want to go at the time that you want to go. It ain't easy. Nothing good is going to be easy. But if you really want it, you got to keep going for it. Don't let nothing discourage who you are. Do what you do. Feel it and show people that you can do whatever you want to do as long as you keep doing it.
Right.
That's what's up. You heard it first. You heard it first when I'm going Unique, you dig? Right here on Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays. Your girl Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. We got Unique on the line. We got Topaz Lachey on the line. We doing it real big. Man, what you got to say about our topic for today, Unique, about the haters? What you got to say about that? I know you probably got some haters. So go ahead and express your feeling about that.
You know, the feeling that I have about haters, you know what? Haters is my biggest supporters. You have to think about it like that. Haters, without haters, there would be no you, because you need to have haters to gain what you do. You have to grow, and the only way you're gonna grow, people gonna like you, and people ain't gonna like you. But sometimes them haters start liking you because you ain't gonna let them take you down. You just can't let nobody put you down the way that they think they can. If you don't let them give you, if you don't give them that power, it turns everything around.
Man,
that's how I feel about it.
That's real. That's real right there. Don't give them the power, people. You hear me? Don't give them the power.
Don't let nobody get you down.
Yeah, so, man, we doing it right here. We doing it live. Right here, Sexy Saturdays, Unique in the Building, Topaz Lachey, Erica Marie, Amanda Baby G. We want to hear from our callers what they got to say. You know, ask a couple questions to Unique. Talk about our discussion of the day, our topic, haters. Call in 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. We doing it big. Man, what are the questions? What are the questions that we got for Unique?
We want to know, and we know everybody want to know, who were your major influences? Because I'm not going to lie, y'all. I done heard some of Unique's other music. You know, I'm a little special. Maybe I'm a little special. Hear some of his other music. He got a lot of different styles going on. The boy is hot. So what were your major influences?
You know, my major influences in life is like a broad, wide spectrum of, like, everyone. I pick things from different people because everybody, I'm not going to lie, everybody doesn't have every song that they create. Every song that people create is not going to touch my heart the way that one song that they do. Like, just one in particular song that they do will just, you just feel it. You know what I mean? But the major, I would say, like, Whitney Houston, of course, because, you know, like I said, I was there, I was a child, and I heard her sing, and from then on I took off. I got, you know, Usher, of course, when he was doing his thing back in the day, he was hot. I mean, he's doing his thing now, you know, and everything, but I'm not saying I don't dislike him. I think that every part of music has to grow in every way in order for music to keep living, you know what I mean? So music has to keep moving on. But I feel like he inspired me. I feel like a little bit of Brian McKnight inspired me. You got the Rolling Stones out there that inspired me. You got Billy Idol. You got, who else do we got? I even got inspired by some blues artists sometimes. Billie Holiday. You know, Billie Holiday, once I seen that movie, and it was over, I was like, man, that's where you want to be when you feel it on stage. But, I mean, everywhere. I take things from everybody, even new people that you haven't even heard of. I take things from people, not their presence or not their songs or anything like that. I don't take their words or nothing like that. I take what they give you when you hear a song is what you want to give to somebody else the same. You want to make them feel how you feel, and you want them to be able to understand and connect with what you're doing when you're doing it. Like, you hear that song, you be like, man, that's my jam. You know, I love hearing that song. It inspires
that's
you.
True.
So every song inspires me, and there's some songs that inspire me a little bit more.
That's
true. A lot of people don't listen to the words of the song. A lot of people be like, oh, that's a hot beat, da da da. And you know, in R&B, most of the time, you got a lot of laid back beats, so you could actually hear the words of the song and what a person is saying. And that's what I like about your music.
I want people, you know what? My music isn't all about being fancy, you know, and doing all that kind of stuff. My music is about expressing myself, being able to connect with my fans and my audience, you know, everyone around me, my mother, my father, my, you know, when I have children, all of that. I want everyone to be able to connect with what I do. And the only way to do that is to write something that's going to be something that people can understand, you know, something that people can connect to. Like, you know, you're going through something. There's some times where, have you ever heard of Carrie Hilton? When you go in, you know that song, Energy? That song inspired me a lot because it gave me energy. And I'm not saying, like, it wasn't about, like, energy, like, as it, like, Energizer Bunny. I'm talking about energy, like, you get out there and you feeling, like, nothing is going to go right. Everything, like, somebody's pulling stuff away from you. You let people take things from you, and they're going to take everything they can from you. You don't let people take things from you. Don't let people have your power, have who you are. Don't let them take that from you. You, in order for you to survive and to do things in life, you gotta keep your power, keep who you are, and stay true to who you are and do what you do as relevant as you can to whatever at the time you can do. If you can only pass out CDs, pass them CDs out wherever you can. You see somebody walking down the street here, dude, take the CD. If you get a chance to listen to it, please do. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Man, you heard it here first. You heard it here first, man. My boy Unique. Not only is he a phenomenal artist, a great singer, but he's a motivational speaker, you dig? Man, I already got lifted right now. Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah. Man.
Okay. Yeah, we gonna do it right real big right now, man. We'll just get into this next song right here, Pocket Love by D-Star. We're gonna get into it. We'll come back with Unique in just a moment.
My day starts. When my day starts, leaving you in bed, I wish that I would rather be with you instead. Hoping that you still be in like this. When I finish taking care of my business, you got that good, good. When a nigga don't wanna work, and all I wanna do is stay right there up under your skirt, and I ain't playing. It's really not a game. When I don't have you with me, I never feel the same. My alarm goes off and I don't wanna move. I don't wanna take my hands off you. I wish that I could make you small enough so you wouldn't show. Then I could take you every single place that I could take you every place that I would go. Show you on to everybody that I ever known. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you dead shit this down for the ride. I can't believe that you got me feeling like this. It seemed like I done gave you my last kiss. And if you never wanna be the one to leave my side, then I know you're my bunny. You know I'll be your guy.
I feel
bent over every hood rat's a model. It plays the old school cars more than new models. Choosing life in LED with skinny jeans popular. First place with chicken with added with the waffles. Every other year, championship with the Lakers. Plus everybody trying to grow like a Laker. Summer Hollywood, somebody keys called contractors. Everyone in group is missing, not just the actors. Call me with the six legs, mommy with the lions. LAPD still no good for pigs, I don't like them. So much swagger, moving big bullets, nobody like us. I'm talking big bullets, I ain't talking motorcycles. With jerseys and dirty, it's all in the title. Bloods in the grips that be banging on the sidewalk. My people say, what's up? Rebel with Brooklyn. LA love to all my niggas with Brooklyn. Yo, I love my city.
Yo, I love my city.
Yo, I love my city.
Oh, I love my city.
I love my city.
Nobody heard of them, about to make a word of that. And a shirt, these cats, I'm destined for great things. And I ain't even mad that my city ain't on the map. I'm about to put it there. I ain't no solar flare, no polar bear. I stay me, the ending is near. For you, I never fear what you scared of. I live it up, say they hate, but that's red, cuz. Yeah, cuz I'm bringing out new things. Innovative music, motherfucker. Do things, walking through my city, mad swagger, it's the movement. Flowing through the water, I don't even need a cruise ship. I'm doing my thing, no need for no game. When I'm in my dude city, they know who I be. Yeah, I know this town like the back of my palm. Surprising LB, I'ma rap till I'm gone.
Yo, I love my city,
yo, I love my city.
Yo, I love my city, yo, I love my city.
Oh, I love my city,
yo, I love my city.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturdays. We in the building, Bang Out Radio. Hit us up at 661-621-7559. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, and Erica Marie in the building. We got your boy, Unique, in the building. We're trying to get to know a little bit more about him. He dropped off a couple of songs for us today. We got Topaz with Shay on the line. What's up, everybody?
What up, what up?
Yeah.
So, We want to know about your journey. How did you get here? What is everything that you went through with your music, with your performances and everything? How did you get to this point where you at right now?
Well, you know, how I got to the point where I'm at right now is like, you know, it just takes time and patience. You really got to have time and you got to have some patience in order to get where you need to go, cuz sometimes it gets very, very stressful, you know, going through this whole thing and going through this whole process and everything. It's not an easy journey. I'm gonna tell you, if you want something though, anything is easy when you really want it though. I mean, it's still hard, but it's easy because you want it. But I'm saying, going through this journey, I had to, you know, I started the first time getting in the studio. It was very, very scary a little bit, you know, but you get in there, and once you start getting used to it, you start growing, you start getting to know different people, you start, you know, there's going to be some people out there that say they're going to do something, and then they don't follow through. A lot of people procrastinate with a lot of things, and really, you have to be the one that's not the procrastinator, because once you decide you want to do something, you got to go for it, because I know it's a lot of people, they always say, man, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have been this, and I wish I would have done this, but they're sitting, they never done it. They never did anything about it. You sit there and you don't do nothing, sit on the couch and watch TV and eat your little bag of chips. That, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Honestly, when you keep saying stuff, nobody wants to hear that you keep saying it. They want to see you do what you say you're going to do. And nobody believes you if you don't show them that you believe in yourself. So in order for me, I had to start believing in myself. I had to start understanding if I really want it. Sometimes it's just you got to give up things. You got to do things that you really don't want to do. There's always going to be somebody telling you something. Really, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, everybody else is going to just be behind you. And I'm not saying like nobody's better than you or nothing like that. What I'm saying is, you are the first one who decides what's going to happen. And then the person behind you just only is giving you that push, you know? They're supposed to give you that push. They're not supposed to do everything for you, because guess what? You're going to be like TLC sitting there, and somebody else is going to take your stuff, and you're not going to know what's going on because you're going to be in the back seat. You don't want to be in the back seat of your own career. You want to be on the side or in the front.
Yeah. Man, so that's so true. That's so true, man.
So that's where I'm at. That's my journey. My journey has always been, it's just been hard. I've been struggling, you know, trying to get my music out there, trying to get people to know me. It ain't easy. I can't always go and perform someplace because I still got bills and everything. But bills are just, it's really nothing. You handle your stuff, your life and everything, but you can still do it. It just takes a little bit longer. Anything that you want don't always come easy, like I said. And you just gotta work hard. You gotta be diligent about what you do. You gotta be inspired by everything. And you know what? I wanted to go back to that question that you guys were saying. How did I get inspired? You know, I don't only get inspired just by music and just by the artists that do music that you see on TV and everything. I get inspired by people every day too. I get inspired by little children. You ever notice how you see some child and they're running around playing and everything, and they're just the happiest thing. They're like in their own little world. They're happy and stuff like that. With your gifts, with your skills, you gotta be in your own little world in that sense. You know what I mean? You gotta, when you're doing your music and everything, you gotta be in your little own little world, and then it just all that inspiration and everything all comes out. Like,
no worries and no priorities. You just lock in your little space, right? Be free.
Lock in your little space. Be free. And everything comes out, and that's when you come out with something amazing. And I hear a lot of people coming out with some stuff that's amazing. We're hearing it on Bang Out Radio right now. And, I mean, good job, you guys. Good job. Keep doing what y'all do. Work hard. Do it. Don't stop because somebody's telling you something. Don't let nobody tell you that it's not really going to happen, you know, you're kind of wasting your time. Everybody always says that.
Yeah.
But some people, all them artists that made it, somebody told them that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they heard it from a lot of people, especially a lot of people that actually have their careers that are in their hands, you know what I mean, that took them to the next level. I'm sure they said, you know what, you might need to go back to the drawing board on this, or make this better, or you need to change this. I mean, there's always going to be somebody that's going to be there. But at the end of the day, you have to realize if they're there to benefit you or they're there to hurt you. So you got to, you know, separate the two. And always take constructive criticism, regardless if it's harsh, regardless if it's, you know, minor. Always take good, you know, criticism. Take it with you, put it in your back pocket, and keep it pushing. I mean, as long as you believe in yourself, you can go to the next level regardless you want to do, regardless if you're singing, rapping, regardless if you're trying to own your own business. It doesn't matter. But, man, we much love to Unique, man. He's spreading the word, keeping it real, and letting us know what it's about to be an artist and be a true artist at that. Man, we have a caller in right now, man. Let's bring him on the line. 4659, you on Sexy Saturdays. Who is this? 4659, you want Sexy Saturdays? Oh, okay. I guess they didn't want to be on air, but it's all love. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
So, you need, let us know, because I don't see you get down, boy. I don't see you get down on that stage. How do you feel when you up there?
Well, how I feel when I'm up on stage, you want me to tell you when you first get on stage? I know everybody feels this way. You get on stage and you got a little bit of nerve. Your nerves is kicking your butt all across the stage, and you're like, dang, like, I don't know if I can do this, really. I'm seeing all these people's eyes just looking at me. They're looking through my skin. I don't know. And you
feel like
that's
if you make it on
about.
Stage, right?
Yeah, you feel like, you're like, yeah, did they see something I didn't see when I woke up this morning? You know. So, but I mean, like, you know, that's how I feel when I get on stage. And then once I start getting there, the mic is in my hand and everything, and the music starts pumping in my brain, the lyrics come out, the movements come out. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, I'm the most amazing crafter on stage, but guess what? I turned it out.
Okay.
I still
give
yourself
pop.
Yeah, I do. I make myself do what I do.
But I mean, I get on there, I'm a little nervous, though. I think everybody at first is a little nervous. But I think as you keep performing and as you keep doing it, like, I've been starting to perform, more and more. I've been getting myself out there and everything. And the more that you perform, you start finding your swag. I mean, it's going to take a little while for you to find your swag because that's what you go out there and you practice while you practice. Practice makes perfect, everyone. So if y'all don't know that, y'all better get on it because it really does.
Okay.
It really does.
Yeah, I mean, you keep on going and you know, keep on putting yourself out there in front of people and getting over your fear, you know what I mean? It's like second nature. It's like you going out there and you listening to your songs and you know your songs word for word and you know when to come in, when to stop, and when to give it your all at all times. It's definitely like second nature. So that fear and those nerves actually go away after a while.
Yeah, it just becomes like, it's like another thing, like you walking into the kitchen and grabbing you something to eat. That's how it feels after a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to say that I got to that point, because I still can't make a sandwich while I'm up on stage, but I feel like, honestly, like, once I get to that point, because I'm a professional. I feel I'm a professional, and I know what I can do. I know how talented I am, and I believe in myself. But getting out there, getting up on stage, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I have a question for you, Unique. When after it's all said and done about your music and you replay your music and you hear it to yourself after, when you just sit down and after you're done recording your music and you have the finished product, when you sit down and listen to it, how does it make you feel to listen to what you did, listen to your finished product? How does it make you feel at the end of the day?
I get, like, butterflies in my stomach, and then I'm like, damn, that's me? Do I sound like that? when I first heard myself on the radio, I mean, like, not on the radio, but on the, like, on my radio, I was like, wait, who's that? Do I sound like that? Really? But, yeah, I get, like, butterflies in my stomach. Every time I do something new and every time I do something amazing and everything, like with writing lyrics and putting them on the actual track and, you know, getting it together once they, like, edit and mix it and everything, the craft of mixing is, like, exciting, too, because you see what they're doing, you're like, damn, you had to do all that?
Yeah,
but I mean, it's work. When you put a track together and you putting the album together and everything, it's a lot of work. It's not just go in the studio and lay it down and then see what comes out. You know, it's gonna be hot because I know it's gonna be hot. No, it's gonna be hot because you worked hard and you made it into a finished, like, amazing product. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You gotta hear the song the way you heard it in your head.
I feel like a little kid getting a new toy. That's how I feel.
That's what's up. Man, we don't get into your next track, Keep Pushing On. Once again, what is your influence about this song? What's the message in this song as well?
The message for that song is, like, you know, again, like, it's just like a replay off of the other song. It's just kind of like that feeling that you get where you feel like you just can't do it no more. Like, sometimes, I'm going to tell you this, you guys, I get discouraged sometimes. Everybody gets discouraged with anything that they do. You get discouraged sometimes, and it, like, feel like you can't do it, you know. And really, that song more is, like, has to do something also with, you know, I had a lovely woman, amazing woman that, you know, passed away about 3 years ago on Christmas Eve. My grandma, you know, I love my grandma. Grandma's one of my best friends. And how many people can say that their grandma is one of their best friends? Really. I mean, I love my grandma. And really, from that, knowing how my grandma had to go through life, you know, having diabetes. So I'm going to tell you guys, be healthy. Get yourself healthy if you're not healthy, because it's not the way to go. It is painful. She went through a lot of pain. But I don't want to take y'all to that sad point or anything like that. I'm just saying, from her, she inspired me, too. She inspired me to keep on going. Like, keep pushing on. Keep working hard, because she believed in me. I got to believe in myself. I got to keep going. You can't let this life stop you from doing what you want to do. Do it. Stop saying it and do it. Push on. Keep working hard.
That's real.
That's what I say.
Yeah, well, let's get into the song right now. Caller, please don't hang up. We're going to get back to you right now. But let's get into this song by Unique, Keep Pushing On.
day I pray to the men upstairs. Get prepared for the struggle that's out here. Lost years I found here. Pour out beer for my peers that's not here. You got a girl kisser. Call your mama and tell her you miss her, mama. And look after your little sister.
You can.
Hands folded, head bowed, knees to the ground. Dreams inside, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturday, Radio.
What's up?
We live with your boy Unique. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G, and Erica Marie in the building. We got a little static going on. I was like, what is that?
Man, we got callers calling in right now. They want to know what's good about the topic, haters, and about our boy Unique. So let's get in without further ado. Caller 9853, you're on with Sexy Saturdays. What's good?
What's up with y'all, man? How y'all living?
Man, we living real. Yo, what up?
We
live right now. What's good? Who's this?
I'm inside double in the building. I've been on the radio show all week talking shit.
Oh, man. Who's this? The infamous Richard Spinks in the building from HIV.
In the building.
Yo, what up, boy?
Nothing. I hope y'all ready for this session.
Y'all ready for that session?
I hope y'all ready. Cause my shit got to perfected.
What you got to say about the topic about haters?
What about haters, man? You need them. They make you strive for excellence.
Wait, who is this on the line, though? We didn't get his name.
It's Richard Spinks on the line.
Yeah, because I want to hear this, you know, I want to make sure, you know, who was on the line, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no thing, man, but you need haters, old homie. They make you strive for excellence, you know what I mean? Everybody going to be shot down no matter what you're doing, what you're trying to do. If you take that step forward, homie, you're going to better believe you're going to get pushed back 3 steps back. So you just better be prepared for that shit if you ain't ready for it. Like you say, go hard or go home, you know?
Man, let's clear the air. Let's clear the air. I've been hearing about Richard Spinks and about him calling in and saying that he was hating. And let's clear the air right now. Let's squash all the animosity. And let's what you got to say about that, since you have been calling in all week? And are you the hater? Let's clarify that right now. Are you the hater?
Clarify that right now. One, I ain't no hater.
Hold on. Let me introduce myself to you, okay? This is your girl, Topaz Rochet. I'm the boss lady of Banged Out Radio, you did. You know what I'm saying? Because I still want to hear what you got to say since you've been calling in throughout the shows, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one, I ain't no hater, but at the same time, I'm going to let you know if I don't like the shit or not. I ain't never put nobody out there personally. Only people I'm going to put out there is casting on feelings. You know what I mean? Shit is hot. That Marley B chick, her shit was hot. The other day it was some other chick, I can't remember her name, it was like Lachey or something, if I'm not mistaken.
That shit was hot.
I'm only gonna put the shit out there if I like it. If I don't like it, all I gotta say is step your game up. You got a gang of cats out here that are better than what they're doing.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not gonna like everybody's music, you feel me? But here on Bang Out Radio, we give everybody a chance. It doesn't matter if the song is whack, people don't like it, we still gonna play it here on Bang Out Radio. Because you probably not the only one that's not gonna like it. Somebody else probably gonna like it, you feel me? Everybody.
There's over a million people in this world, man. Just because I don't like it, even half of them don't, you better believe half of them will bang it and half of them will listen to it.
Right. That's what anybody. You know?
Because I don't like that song in particular does not mean that that person don't have like 3 more songs that I would not listen to constantly all day banging. They'd be like, turn it off, you're wearing it out, nigga, shut the fuck up, this shit's hot. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. It's all love right here on Bang Out Radio, Sexy Saturdays. We had to clear the air because, you know what, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep the love going. And we have another caller calling in, 4659. What's good? You want Sexy Saturdays? What's good, 4659?
Yo, what's going on? It's KY, self-explanatory. What's going on, Bang Art Radio?
What's going
what's up?
On?
KY.
What's good?
What's good?
Chilling, watching my oldest boy graduate from high school. I get old, y'all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So what you got to say about our topic about haters, or what you got any questions for our boy Unique?
I don't even worry about haters. I just the team because as long as they hate on me, that means I'm doing good in my music game. So,
that's what's up. So, what's going on as far as
what you say?
What are you doing today right now? What's going on this Saturday for you? What you getting into?
Nothing. I just got through watching my son graduate from high school and Westchester High. So I'm out here waiting for him to get his diploma right now and burning up at the same time.
Man, is it not hot out there or what? Congratulations to your son. Congratulations to all the 2011 graduates. Regardless of what grade, congratulations to everybody that's getting their education and doing it and, you know, stepping up their game. Education is a major point in life. You have to have an education. You have to get your credentials, you dig? And let's just have a good time, you know what I mean? Like, at the same time, I know work can sometimes take over your life and school can take over your life, but you have to remember to live life to the fullest, regardless, and do what you love.
Exactly.
I agree on that.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, congratulations, man, on your kid graduating. That's what's up. That means that you're doing a good job.
Right? Most definitely.
You know, you are the first person who is going to inspire your kids. They're gonna see you. They're gonna follow what you do, and they're gonna inspire. They're gonna get inspired by you first. That's just how it is. And you obviously are doing what you're supposed to be doing. Good job, man.
Right.
Exactly. Thanks.
Well, much love. I appreciate you calling in. What you think about? Most definitely. Let's ask that. Now that you're calling in, I've got you on the line. What you think about Unique's music? How you feeling that?
I'm just barely touring in, so I didn't get a chance to hear it. So hopefully y'all play it again or I catch it on the replay.
Oh, most definitely. Keep listening, stay on the line, you know, do both. But let's go back to Unique. Unique, appreciate you calling in, appreciate you being on the line with us, being on our show. Go ahead and let the listeners know about your Facebook, get all your info back out there and everything.
Yeah, well, you guys can go on my Facebook. You can look up Unique's page, or you can go to MySpace. I don't know how many people are on MySpace anymore, but I'm still on there, you know. There's still some music there. So go ahead and check it out on MySpace if you want to hear some of my old stuff. I have a lot of stuff that I did before, you know, when I was a little bit younger, and I was trying to get myself out there and everything. My stuff, I feel like I have gained a little bit more experience, and I'm gaining the artistic side of myself and the grownness of myself, you know, and becoming an artist. So now I feel like my new music that's coming out, that I'm putting out, that I just wrote, and I'm ready, I'm almost done, you know, I just need to get a few more songs done, working on this album. It's going to be really hot. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to feel a lot of things that I got on there. And I got my boy Richard Stinks on one of my songs. He's gonna be hitting it up on one of my songs called "I'm About to Hit That." I mean, it's one of my sexy songs. So you know, I want you guys to check out what I'm doing. You guys can also go to numberonemusic.com/unique, UNIQ. That's how you spell it. And you guys can check me out over there. I got songs on there. That's my website. That's my main website that I usually put all my music on. So you guys can go and check that out. And I do let everybody know what's going on Facebook. You guys can get in contact with me more on Facebook. But I will hit you up if you guys email me or anything like that. And my email address is uniqueness90@gmail.com. If you guys need to get in contact with me, you guys want to work together, you guys want to hook, or, you know, I don't mind working with
anybody. I love collaboration with people. It just, it's like a mixture of different foods, you know. You got to get a taste from everything, you know what I mean? So
you're working
I
on
like,
a recipe
love,
right now.
Yeah, you work on that recipe. You just wait and you got to get that right taste, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I love working with different artists.
That's what's up. So you got any performances or, you know, guest appearances coming up right now, soon?
I actually do got a new performance coming. I'm going to be performing out in the valley. I'm going to post it on my Facebook tomorrow. So everybody, if you go to my Facebook, that's www.facebook.com/uniqueness. Or you can go to Unique's page. Just type in Unique's page. You'll see me. Check it out. I'm going to post it. If you guys can come out, you guys are out here in the Los Angeles area, come out and check me out. I'm going to be singing a song with a live band. I'm going to do a cover song by Bruno Mars, Grenade. I'm going to do that with the band. And I'm also going to perform my own original song, Go Home, so you guys can check me out and hear how I really sound, you know, live. And I know you guys are going to love it because that's what I'm there for, to give you guys some great music and a great performance. So I want you guys, if you guys can make it, show up, check me out, talk to me. I talk, you know. Hit me up on Facebook. I write back. I'm not one of those people that wait. You know, I don't always check my Facebook because I'm not always on it. You know, I'm not a Facebook head, you know, so... Some people are Facebook heads, and they're always on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just not one of those people. So, but I will hit you back up. I always check my emails.
Most definitely. Man, we got another call. Before you go, Unique, let's get into this caller right here, 3212. You on the air with Sexy Saturdays. What's good?
What's good, y'all?
What's good?
How y'all doing today on this lovely sunny Sunday?
What's up?
Sunny
man.
Saturday.
It's a sexy Saturday.
What it do, Topaz? Boo.
You know what I'm saying? In the building. It's our girl, Molly.
Y'all know I had to go on and call in and show all my girls some love, you know what I'm saying, support.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, that Mark energy. That Marlene energy, you know what I'm saying?
You already know. Oh, she said Marlene. Oh, man, here she go.
Man, you know, it's crazy how I always say stuff like what's done in the dark is going to come to the light. And then I say stuff like, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And we always say, like, hi, hater, I see you. You know, I love the theme of y'all show today because all that has transpired in one. You know what I'm saying? We don't even got to speak up on it no more because life has itself. And right. I really do, you know what I'm saying? I really do like how, you know, God works. You know, I like how we work as a people when we unify and we work it in a positive, you know, direction. I just like how things fall together. And Topaz, you know what I'm talking about. We uncovered that, we discovered that, and we're going to move on. You feel me, my nigga?
Right.
You know? Uh-huh. You know?
That's what's up.
Much love with that being said. Much love with that being said.
I mean, we don't even going to lie. You inspired us, too, on this. We've been talking about this all week, everybody on Bang Out Radio. You also inspired us. We follow you on Facebook. We checked you out, Mom. We see you.
You know. I really just want to give a shout out to not just the haters, but the people who inspire the haters. The ones who are the friends,
right.
They in between, being wrong to like you, but that they don't have the pizzazz or the flair that you got, and
yeah,
so
they don't
like you. So, you know, yeah. I want to give a shout out to them in between ones that stay confused.
Okay. They come
you know, shout out to y'all for not knowing right. How to have your own fucking mind. Yeah, shout
okay.
out. You know?
Definitely.
And so, but I love y'all's show. I like the real music. You know what I'm saying? I love to see, you know, us women always doing something, and I like to see the guys supporting us, you know, because that adds 10 times more power.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of women out there that are supporting their men. You feel me? All the good men out there. There's always a good woman supporting a good man, but there's never a good man supporting a good woman. What's going on with that?
For real.
For real.
Wow.
Real talk, you know. Because I know I'm a good woman, you know, that's all I'm going to say. And so, you know, I love our good men. I really do. Love
hey,
our
Molly.
Good men. So,
you know what
up,
I can say, you know what I can say about that,
huh?
You guys? All the women, you know, women who, you know, I have a mom who's a single mom, and, you know, we didn't have our fathers around and stuff like that, so I understand where you're coming from when you say that. There's not a lot of men that support women the way that they should. And, you know, women will stick by their men, they stick by their children and stuff like that. And it's all, me personally, learning and seeing it firsthand how a strong black woman stands up and takes responsibility for what she bred when she got there, you know, and how she goes and pays them bills. She makes sure her kids got some food on the table. So I understand the support that women need sometimes, but they don't get, and they have to do it all by themselves.
That's
the kids end up becoming
that. Right.
Yes.
That's why
all women. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that for all the ladies out there. If I could say only black women, a strong woman is something that
real
I
talk.
Appreciate. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
A woman, you know,
I'm a man
women.
Who appreciates strong women.
Thank you
that's
for clarifying that because I kind of felt excluded, but it's all right.
Okay. I'm like, hey. You know, I date outside my race.
Okay. It's all love. But, man, we want to thank everybody for calling in, you dig? We want to thank Unique for being with us on the show and putting his input and getting to know Unique for him and for his music.
Yes,
and before
you,
he goes home, man, we got one more question for you before you go home, Unique.
All
much
right.
Love
we want
to
know where
much
you
love
see
to
yourself.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, I was saying much love out there to Unique.
Thank you.
But we want to know, where do you see yourself in the future? In the near future, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What do you think you want me to do? What you trying to do?
You know what? First, let me do this. I'm gonna say something about that. I can't believe I didn't do this. And Lord forgive me. But thank God that He has gotten me where I'm at this point in time. I am not homeless, and I got a place to stay. I got a job still, and I'm supporting my career. So I want to thank God. And if I didn't, you know, forgive me, Lord, because I want you to know that I appreciate everything that you've given me, all the blessings that I received. So I want y'all to know I love God. So back to what you were saying is, you know what? Where I see myself in the next, in the future, I see myself, you know, starting my career even, like, more than it started now. You know, I got my foot in the door or getting my tippy toes in the door right now. I plan on having my whole body through that door, and I plan on pushing it open because I'm going to let people know who I am. I want to think, and I want to express myself, and I want people to understand that this is not just something that I do, something that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Music is a part of me from my heart down, you know, down to my feet, down all the way through my brain. You know, it's everywhere with me. Music is a part of me. I can't see myself doing nothing else. And when you feel like that, you got to do it because I need music. I need to sing in order to breathe. That's how I feel sometimes because I feel like I can't breathe when I'm not out there performing, when I'm not out there doing what I want to do. So where I see myself is, I see myself on the stage. I see myself performing in front of millions of fans, and I hear them singing to my songs, knowing my lyrics, feeling what I'm feeling when I'm singing out there and giving them all that I can give them through my music. I want them to know that this is something I love. This is something that I need to do, and I need to let them understand that so they can feel the same way. And I want them to have a connection with my music so that they can understand that there's people going through some of the same stuff that you're going through, and it's not just you, you know? And but I see myself, you know, doing something way big. I want to be on the radio already. I want to be doing movies. I'm a model. I'm an actor. So I do all of that stuff. And
triple threat.
That's what I do. So I'm gonna be doing that. I plan on being on a TV show or in a movie. I plan on being on stage, singing, selling my albums, and getting my music out there. And I plan on helping
I don't think that when you get somewhere, I think you need to help somebody else. So I plan on helping other people get where they need to go. I plan on helping the homeless because I always thought that that's what I should do when I get successful and make it to a point where I can help somebody else. I want to help people that's here in our nation right now because, you know, we the ones starving right now. We the ones going through the things that we're going through. You know, the bills ain't getting paid, people out there on the street with their kids. I want to help a couple people. If I can't help everybody, I want to do something for as many people that I can do. It's not just going to be about me when I make it. You know what I mean?
That's
it's going to be about what I can do with the success that God has blessed me with. You know what I mean?
No,
that's myself in the future.
Everybody needs to take a note of that. You know what I mean? Run with that. Join the movement. Spread the love. You know what I mean? But, man, thank you, Unique, for being on our show, being on
thank
Sexy
you.
Saturdays and chilling with your girl, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie. We got to see the side, a good side of Unique in his music. So thank you very much for coming on our show. And much love to you and your success. But as he's going home, right, as he's going home, let's go ahead and get into his track, Go Home, and let's do it.
You had enough. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturdays. It's your girl, Amanda Baby G and Erica Marie in the building. We just heard from the artist Unique. He just got off the line with us. We just heard his track, Go Home. It's hot. It's real hot. We got your girl, Tope, on the line. We wanna get into talking about that party bus.
Yeah.
Everybody know what's up with that party bus.
Yes, you already know everybody that's going July 8th. I mean, everybody got to have their money in before the 6th. Huh?
We got any more room on that bus?
Yeah, we got like 4 or 5 seats left, you know. It's winding down. I mean, everybody that's going, make sure you have your money before the 6th. The bus leaves Friday morning at Lancaster City Park at 10 in the morning, so everybody has to be there before 10 in the morning. You feel we got a full bar, strip of pole, I mean, everything, TV, surround sound, bring your CDs. I mean, we don't want no party poopers, you did. We're going to get to Vegas, hit the pool party, you know what I'm saying? Then after that, go to Pure Nightclub, you know what I'm saying? Get our party on, then everybody be back at the bus Saturday morning at 7 in the morning. We headed back to Lancaster, you know, we partying all the way there and back.
Dang, no sleep, right?
No,
yeah,
I mean,
the only time
like,
I want to see somebody sleep is if they are fucked up.
Right? They took
yes.
back too many shots.
We videotaping all everything that we're doing in Vegas on the party bus when we get there on the way back. I mean, it's live and direct. You know, it's not a game.
Man,
where
you know we're going
to be able to get that video at?
Oh, we're going to put it on the good old YouTube. We're going to get a Bang Out Radio YouTube page, you feel me? And everybody, it's $100 per person to get on the party bus. I mean, we're getting it in, like swimwear. Bring your swimwear, you feel me? Because we're going to be getting it in.
Man, that's what's up. If y'all ready for the summer, like we ready, we're going to do it Bang Out style, you dig? Man, we going to go to Vegas on this party bus. We going to do it so live. We going to do it so big. Man, we just
yes.
getting to that point where we just going to blow up. We really is.
Right.
I mean, we on the internet. We on Facebook. You know what I mean? We everywhere. We everywhere. We on that computer love status, you dig?
Yeah. Yes, we all in your ear. We all in your ear blowing out your speakers, you dig?
We got a few spots left, y'all. If y'all want to come party with us, come kick it with us, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. Man,
yeah,
we are so live right now. I can't believe it. It's the summer. It's hot as hell. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to get it in. I'm ready to have a good time. It's like it's been too long. You know what I mean? Work and the kid, and it's just everything going on. The babies, you know, you gotta be a mommy and everything. It's time to have a little me time. You dig?
Yeah, I mean, we got to have our me time, too. I mean, we going to always be there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Oh, we got a caller on line. Let's get back to the caller that's on the line right now, 9853. You back on with Sexy Saturdays. What's good? You back on.
How the hell y'all put me back on, man? I was sitting there listening. I was enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, I thought you wanted to enjoy, you know, pop in the conversation, enjoy the conversation with us.
What was the conversation about?
We talking about this party bus. We're going to Vegas. We're doing it really big.
Well, all I can say is handle your business, man. Let everybody know that y'all on. Do your business.
But Richard Sinks, we heard you got a collabo coming with Unique. What's that about?
I got a couple. Matter of fact, we're going to get them done today. I'm just waiting for this fool to get out here so we can go hard or go home.
That's what's up.
I'm going to put some R&B tracks on there, too. That's why I was hooking up with him. I'm trying to let y'all know, you know, why I'm quick to pass judgment on somebody, because I know I'm hot. But at the same time, I know the people I fuck with and the cats that I keep in my circle, you know. Like I say, still putting them on. One thing I really want to address, though, I really do want to address this, is Tugboat, I am not mad at you for what you did, homie. I really don't. I just hope you step your game up and next time we can get on a track and you won't take me off because you're whack. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I did a song for this producer out here named Carlos. If you don't know about that guy, just go ahead and Facebook him. This dude named Tugboat. He was he had like a deadline. He was trying to get his album ready and present it to Interscope because he was already signed and everything, already had his advancement and all that shit. So I was sitting there messing with that dude. I did the song for Carlos. They brought Tugboat in to finish it up. He couldn't mess with your boy because I'm too sick. So when he presented the song, when he presented his album to Interscope, like, I'm ready, this is the done copy, you know what I'm saying, he snatched me off the songs because he couldn't rock with me. And he didn't, I guess... I understand that was my fault. I keep it 100. That was my fault because I looked at it like this was my fifth time to try to get on. And when I got the songs, I burnt them. I tried to burn them. I wanted people to listen to it when he presented the album to Interscope. I wanted them to listen and be like, who is this nigga? I did that on purpose, but not knowing that everything comes with a cost. And he snatched me off the songs.
Man.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's what you do. You put yourself out there. But like we said, you know, you always going to have your haters.
You know, but I ain't mad at him, though. You know, I still want to do some songs with him because I already know he on. He probably ain't going to mess with me, though, because I'm better than him. But if you listening, homie, ain't no love lost, you know. And at the same time, if you offended, we could battle. I really don't care, you know.
Oh, keep putting it out there.
I keep it 100.
That's what's up. And that's how we do. We keep it 100 right here on Sexy Saturdays, right here on Bang Out Radio. We all about keeping it 100 and keeping it real. That's what we are.
You know, but make sure when y'all hit a party bus, go to a strip club for me, because I ain't never been to a strip club.
Man, we not looking to lie. You know, you've been a couple. We saw you sneaking a couple out here.
Nah. My first one ever tried to go to, man, I almost went to jail. So I got drinking in the parking lot. I ain't been back since. So.
Didn't we just discuss this last time about pre-partying in the
parking lot? Drinking in the parking lot. We just talked about that last Saturday.
But it happens, though. It happens. Just make sure y'all don't let that happen. And just tell me what it's like.
Much love. Thank you for calling in, Richard Spinks. Much love. HR Double in the building.
That's
tune
right.
in to hear that new music you dig with Unique and Richard Spinks and his many other collaborations as well. Much love to you, and thanks for calling in.
All right, no trip, don't trip. Bang Out Radio's in the building, homie. Richard Spinks, HR Double. Keep it 100.
That's what's up.
But, I don't think Richard Speaks is going to want to know about the strip club that we're going to because I'm going to the male strip club and drop $10.
Right, right. That's what's up. Man, we doing this so big right now. To all the callers that are calling in, much love. Please call in. We want to hear your feedback about our topic of the day, haters. And please call in. The number is 661-621-7559. Hit us up on our Facebook, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie. We doing it real big. We doing it live. Let's hear what you got to say. I want to know your feedback. I want to know, just let me know some things about your Saturday, because this is sexy Saturday as, you know, it is. It's hot as hell out here in the AV. I know it's hot out there in the 702 with Topaz Lachey. I know it's hot out there, Ma.
Yes, it is, you know. A couple changes I want everybody to know. Yes, Bang Out Radio will have a new site. I mean, it still will be bangoutradio.com. We just, you know, upgrading the little things, you know, for our sponsors. Yes, if you're a small business looking to get advertisement here on Bang Out Radio, we will be looking for those small businesses to advertise on Bang Out Radio. So, yeah, we're doing it big here on Bang Out Radio Monday through Saturday, everybody. So make sure you guys take note of that. So it is what it is.
Man, that's what's up. We only getting bigger. We only going up from here. It's Bang Out Radio all up in your ear. Topaz Lachey in the building. Man, Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, we doing it so, so big. Oh, we got a call. Let's take this caller right quick before we get into the next song. 3217, you on Sexy Saturdays. What's good?
Hey, y'all know the number. It's Marley B calling back the second time around. You know what I mean? I was listening to it. I was listening in, and I can now say I really dig Unique's music. He has a unique voice, and, I mean, that shit was just ringing, you know what I'm saying, through the house as I was listening to it online. So I just wanted to say, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody know Marley B going to be on the party bus. You feel me? The whole thing
out. We're going to be on the party bus. All that dance in the mirror and stuff I'll be doing at Mazika's, man, it's going to be all bottled up on the party list.
Yes. You about to get in the pole?
No. Unfortunately, but I heard they got strip pole classes.
Y'all know we're going to be in the 702, so you remember what happened in Vegas.
I look at it like, well, I might as well be named Vegas, because what happened with me stayed with me. So, so I ain't got time for the bullshit, you know. And on top of that, this is Sexy Saturdays, you feel me? So I feel like since this Sexy Saturdays is, freaks want to use the excuse that they trying to stay in shape so they can learn how to dance on the pole. Let them have that, you know.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get my waistline in shape. Well, bitch, do a sit-up. You ain't got to get on the pole. You just want to trip. You just want to learn how to do some freaky shit. Stop playing. Keep it 100, man. Sexy Saturday, baby.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I can't do the pole. I'm going to take the classes, though, but not because I want to be fit. It's because I am a freak, and I want to learn how to do pole tricks. I keep it 100, like the last caller said. Keep it 100, right?
Right. That's what we do, man. We bosses. We a pack of bosses right here on Bang Out, you dig? Amanda Baby G, Erica Marie, Topaz Lachey, Marley B. We in the building.
That's
all
right.
Day, all up in
much
here.
Love to Ladrina, man. Much love to LA Drina. She
missed
me. Yeah. LA Drina, where you at? You need to call in and be a part of this, man.
Man, they showed me a gang of love on my first and second and third and fourth and fifth show, too.
And while we got your ladies, while we got big shout-out to Lyric, and I know you guys got the message about the bio for the new website Bang Out Radio is doing. Everybody's going to have their own page.
I'm getting mine together right now, too.
Man, we all celebrity status right now. We local celebrities, you dig? We doing it so big.
Everybody
and for all the haters out there, all the haters out there, it's all love. Because you know what? You still tuning in to Bang Out, and you still listening to Bang Out.
And Bang Out Radio is bomb. I mean, admit it. We have a few good guests. We got bomb hosts. We got the greatest creator. You know what I'm saying? We got the best poppinest graphic fucking designer, man. Everybody is just...
And my family is all females. You know, let's not forget Supreme and Jay Payton, you feel me, the males of the gang.
Right.
Let's not forget them, but all that aside,
they holding it down.
All females, you dig? Our hosts are females. Our graphic designer is a female. We doing it big.
Yep.
We in the building.
Yep. Our promoters are females.
Like I said, God is good. God is blessing me with more and more things. We got we're gonna be doing collaborating with this guy, Mr. Fox, out there in Lancaster, of course. It's like a 106 in Park, you know, thing. You know, Bang Out Radio is gonna be a part of that. So it is what it is. You know, I have more and more people coming at me. I'm like, it is what it is, especially here in Vegas.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things lined up. You know, it's all love. You know, Bang Out Radio is on the rise. We've been on the rise,
I wanted to shoot my links out there real quick because, first off, I'm changing the mixtape date from, it was supposed to be July 21st, but I'm adding new material. I met a lot of wonderful people in these past couple months, so I've had some features going on. So getting that stuff mastered, but August the 1st, expect the mixtape 1 and then 2 going to drop before the month is even over. I'm trying to do something. Be on the lookout for Far From Hollywood. And please, can y'all go to my music page and click like? That's all I want. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Facebook.com/Marley.B.official.
No. That's
yes,
what's up.
I love y'all. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody go like the Bang Out Radio new fan page.
Go like
I mean, all you hoes, y'all can go in there and post, you know what I'm saying? Add your friends, tell them about it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know?
That's what it is.
Get y'all music heard on West Good Wednesday.
Definitely.
BangOutRDB@gmail.com, you know?
That's what's up. We showing love. Bang Out in the building. Thank you for Nick for coming out there.
I need your email so I can send in some music.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Everybody that's listening, including Marley B, man, music. To send us music on our show, Sexy Saturdays, go ahead and hit us up on sexysaturdays.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send us your track. Send us a little bio. Send us a little information about you, about your music. And definitely hit us up. And if you're doing big, you're going to be, you know, interviewed on our show. So please, you know, send us your music. You know, get yourself out there. Invest in yourself, like we said. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? Invest. But
That's
man,
right.
without further, man, we have a caller calling. Let's get into this caller. You want to join our party line?
Let's do it.
5824. What's good? You on Sexy Saturdays?
What's good, boy? I rock. H.I. Double.
I rock in the
what's
building.
What's up?
Everybody
named H.I. Double today.
Yeah, right.
Wow. No, because that's the third one. I'm so serious.
Hey,
the third
I
one.
See you, Marley. That's what I said. What's good with you, Bang Out Radio?
That's what's up. I rock in the building. What you think about our topic for today? The haters.
Watch.
Man, I really don't want to speak on no haters. I ain't trying to give them the credit, but I love them. I've done my whole life. I'm used to them. You know, somebody hate on me, I just laugh at them. Keep doing your thing, because I'm gonna keep doing mine.
No.
I know, because we know you're a little sexy, little light-skinned boy with some muscles and all them tattoos. looking them up. ASAP, looking them up. What's your name?
Sexy Saturday.
Only on Sexy Saturday, but we keep it
only,
sexy.
Only, though. Only. You know what I'm saying?
He like them dark, too, bro. He like them dark.
You didn't put my business
Marley
out there like that.
Marley B ain't ready for nothing. Marley B ain't ready for nothing. Marley B ready
rock.
To do music. Marley B ready to do music and partay.
Marley,
you know
a fool. You a fool, Marley. Your ass to play.
Man, like we are so live right here on Sexy Saturdays.
You feel me? So it is what it is.
Yes, yes. We're doing this
how we get down on Vanguard Radio, Monday through Saturday, everybody.
Man, this is how we do it. This is how it is. I rock in the building. Man, thanks for showing love. What you got to say about our guest interview today, about Unique? I know you know him.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. It was actually a pretty good interview, you know. I got to hear some things that I actually never got to hear him say. So, you know, hey, I enjoyed it. Learned something new. I've known him for all my life.
That's what's up. Well, much love to Ira for calling in from the HI Double. Showing love with your girl Amanda Baby
hey.
Jean, Erica Marie on this sexy Saturday. Much love
yep.
to everybody for calling in. We just doing it big. And don't forget to hit up my girl Topaz Lachey about that party bus. We only got a couple seats left. So please, you know, if you want to join this craziness, and, you know, we don't even got drinks in our system right now. So can you imagine if we take a couple shots
okay,
back?
Not like on my show.
It's going to be crazy.
Imagine?
For real, we be getting drunk on my show.
Okay. We doing this so live right now. But, man, let's get into this song right here since we got I-Rock in the building, the Hitman in the building. Let's just get into this Hitman track right now. I just want to.
Just wanna
What's up, everybody? It's Sexy Saturday. You just heard Heartbreak. We got Marvin D in the building.
Hey, y'all like that track?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We feeling that. We feeling that.
You
should
have seen me. I was over here dancing.
No kidding.
Shout out to my girl, Sunshine. This Sexy Saturdays and Sunshine is everything sexy. I'm telling you, that's my dog right there. She is the business. That's my nigga right there. So shout out to her for inspiring me to go in another direction on a song once again and embrace my hip-hop side. For real.
Oh,
you know, I like R&B and soul, and I haven't even got a chance to really give people that, you know, but they gonna see, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to pull a little trick out your pocket. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to bring a hot one. I already know. Man, go ahead and let them know where they can find you at. You know what I mean? Marley B. Go ahead and put your show out there.
Y'all can find me live on West Good Wednesdays every Wednesday on BangRadio.com, 5 to 7 p.m. PST. You can call in. Same number as here, 661-621-7559. And you can tweet me. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/MarleyTheBusiness. That's BABIZNIS. My Reverb Nation. Climbing the charts on there, you know what I'm saying? For U.S., I'm like 900 and something. But that's good because that's for the whole U.S., you know, for my genre. So big up to Reverb Nation. Y'all can find me at ReverbNation.com/OneMarleyB. So hit like on that, listen to those songs, and stay tuned, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you have those on YouTube?
I got new videos on YouTube. My YouTube Marley B's World or Marley B Bomb. You can go to YouTube.com/user/MarleyBBomb. That's BBOMB. So, man, there's new videos on there. You know, my wifey promo is kind of artistic and graphic. You know, I just want to give the viewers a little something to laugh at and have a good time and enjoy, you know, the slide. So, y'all, you know, check that out.
That's what's up. Much love to everybody. Much love to you, Marley B. And go ahead and support your girl Marley B and what she doing. You feel me? She in her craft. So, let's do it. Thank you, Ma, for calling in. Appreciate you being on Sexy Saturday.
Thank y'all. The show is the business, man. Keep listening, y'all. Bang out. It's coming in the airwaves near you.
That's what's up. All right, much love to Marley B. Man, thank you, everybody, for calling in and showing love. Appreciate everybody listening in right now worldwide, getting in our Facebook. Everybody, appreciate the support and the love. We're going to go ahead and give our shout-outs. Erica Marie, you got any shout-outs right now?
Oh, yeah. You know we got a shout-out. Topaz Lachey, L.A. Drina, Marley B, Supreme, Jay Payton. Shout-out to Lyric on the graphics. Man, y'all heard our topic, haters? If you missed the show, go back to it.
We have. Dang, I was trying to have you say all that stuff before it go out. Yeah, I thought you were still here. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah.